This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. Oh, good morning, Rutherford County. I'm sorry. It is a beautiful day out. It really is. If your coffee's on, go ahead and get out of bed. And I know you've already got your radio on, so you're going to have a great hour here. I have three really special good guests. I have Miss Barbara Vinson, who I have known most of my life, I guess, for at least 5 or 6 years. I have Mr. Sam Short on, and Sam and his family, they've been known around the community for many, many years. Welcome aboard, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
What is the purpose of Dan Whittle being with you guys this morning? Because I was kind of in shock.
I am real short. Me yes. and Sam sort of bond together. Uh-huh. Sam Short, Dan Whittle, who is short.
Well, you can't
Smart.
Have a show without Dan Whittle.
Hey.
Yeah. Why not?
Because he's wonderful.
Hey. Would you pay attention to that fabulous
Absolutely
lady?
Wonderful. That's right. Yeah.
Well, I say he's okay.
I know
he's
quality. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you guys have a brand new bank in
yes,
Smyrna.
Do.
And I always love to see the banks come in because I love the hustle and the bustle and all the new things that are going on. Sam, what was it about Smyrna that you decided to put the bank in there? And what is the name? It's
Southern Bank
Southern
of Tennessee.
Bank of Tennessee.
Yes.
And not to be confused with?
Not to be confused with Southern Community Bank.
Which is in Murfreesboro.
Right. Yeah, we don't yet have a branch or office in Murfreesboro. We're in Mount Juliet, Lebanon, Smyrna, and then the bank that we bought in Clinton, East Tennessee.
I heard not yet.
Not yet.
We've got to get all these people in Murfreesboro to come to Smyrna so that they can justify opening up a branch in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Now, with Barbara being with you, everybody loves Barbara Vinson, and she's been in the banking business for a long, long time. Was there anything special you were looking for with Barbara going to Smyrna?
Yes, Sam. Was there anything special about bringing me to
you're
Smyrna?
Not saying Barbara. You're not saying Barbara is old, are you? That's not what you're saying.
Oh, of course not.
Okay.
Of course not. Barbara will never be
I'm
old.
Just a seasoned person. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think you're asking the wrong Sam Short. I'm.
Sam didn't call me. Ed Davenport called me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Ed Davenport called me.
The famous Ed Davenport.
The famous Ed Davenport. Oh, I hope he's listening.
Ex-County Commissioner Ed Davenport. Mm-hmm. In fact, Ed's been involved in a number of things in our projects in Smyrna.
Oh, yes, very.
Smyrna is where it's happening.
It is.
Well, actually, it is.
We're economically growing.
Yeah,
that's why they had to put a bank in Smyrna.
Smyrna is one of the more interesting parts of the community, and actually in the Tennessee area, because it has a long history. I can remember back as young as I am, all of the big names that have come through Smyrna, but they've always had one common goal, and that's to make their community better. I mean, they have done so many great things. Of course, we all remember when the base was there, and Barbara and I remember when they said when the base moved out that the town would die.
Would die, right.
And actually, it flourished.
It did.
It's amazing. The leadership there has always been phenomenal.
Sam Ridley, the deceased mayor now, was when it closed, the base closed, he was mayor of Smyrna. And he said, Whittle had a real high-pitched voice. When that base closed and everything, I lied like a dog. I said it'd be the best thing to ever happen to this town and everything, but I was lying. Well, it turned out to be. It turned out to be accurate.
I wish Sam was still around.
I do, too.
You would have it, big boy. Well, what's going on with the bank, and when did you open up, Sam? And tell me a little bit about it.
We technically purchased the bank in Clinton June 30th, or I believe was the day. What we did was there was a bank in Clinton, Tennessee, north of Knoxville, and they had had their rough times, but they'd gotten through those times, but they had some management I think that was ready to move on, retire, and we bought them. We raised roughly $25 million in capital here locally in Wilson and Rutherford County.
In a very short time.
In a very short time. And went up there and bought that bank and moved the main office down here to Mountain Juliet and opened up our Smyrna branch. And we have a loan production office, not a full-service branch in Lebanon, but we will at some point in the future have a full-service branch in Lebanon. That's kind of waiting regulatory approval.
Now, the banking rules have changed. You have to have what they call a starter bank,
You cannot start a bank from the ground up right now. You have to purchase something.
That's just happened in the last decade.
Since all the problems with the banks. Okay. Yeah, that the government, you know, made some new rules and regulations.
Made it a lot more difficult. I hate to say that you just absolutely couldn't, but it's very difficult these days.
So you buy an existing bank and then a move into development phase from there.
Yes.
Okay.
And how we came from East Tennessee was that David Major went to East Tennessee to become president, I think, of that bank in East Tennessee.
Now, David Major is an old Vine community boy.
Yes, he is. Vine, Wilson County, yeah. So very close to Rutherford County. And Sam Short Sr., and Ed Davenport are all local boys, too. They were all Smyrna boys.
So they were basketball stars.
Smyrna. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely good ball players.
Now, that's a big compliment to Smyrna for you guys to go in and start the bank. And there's a lot of competition in banks right now.
Absolutely.
As everyone knows.
Yes.
And I presume some of the restrictions that have come upon starting banks is the fact that once you get started, and has been some part of our history, is that larger banks would see the competition and then maybe look to absorb that particular bank that's there.
Yes, and we went through that. This group of senior management started Bank of the South back in 2000, and then in 2007, I believe, it was bought by Pinnacle. Mm-hmm. So. We've seen that. We've been through that. This bank, this one's going to be around for a while. This one's not a buy and sell type thing. Mm-hmm. We're wanting to get back to the basics in banking.
Small town.
This one's going to be around for a while. And another, we're also a subchapter S bank, or we'll be able to elect for that status in January. And we have under 100 IRS shareholders, and the way it's set up to be around. And
are you still looking for shareholders?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you as a shareholder.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't see it being anything but a success, Barbara.
It has to be. It has to be.
Because one of the things that makes a bank a success is a familiarity with the people that are there,
right.
And you feel comfortable when you walk in that everybody knows who you are and that you're a solid individual, and if you're looking for a loan, you don't have to go through so many different things, because
if you apply for a loan with us, it just has to go to Mount Juliet. It doesn't have to go to Birmingham or Nashville or, you know, any place else. It goes to Mount Juliet. Mm-hmm. If it can't be okayed right there in the office.
Now, most of the things that people would go through there probably could be okayed right there in the office.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ed Davenport's our executive vice president, so he has a lot of leeway.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of experience.
Yes,
Ed is probably one of the best lenders in Tennessee, if not beyond. He's wonderful.
And
Sam Short, Sam's father, is too. They've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I've known the name Sam Short for many, many years. You know, you're not just going to have people in Smyrna. You're going to spread out across the Middle Tennessee area.
Oh, I had a lady from Woodbury yesterday.
Really?
Really. Sure did.
Did you know her?
I did. She had been a client of mine at Bank of the South.
See, that's what's so interesting is a lot of times if you have a business, and it doesn't have to be a bank, and you have employees in there that are friendly. They love the customers.
Oh, yes.
They set up a relationship with the customers. And then, say, if you move somewhere else, a lot of times they don't just stay with that business that right. they've been dealing with. They will actually follow the people. You know,
oh, yes.
I've always been amazed at how strong the employees in a business, especially a bank, are, because a lot, you know, banks can be intimidating to some people.
Very
they
much
really
so,
can.
Yes.
And when it becomes a factor when you don't want to go there, you see a lot of people that will go through the drive-in windows and,
oh, yes.
and they won't even go in. I used to love to go inside, but now I get so busy because I'm retired. I go
convenience,
through
the, you know, yeah. drive-through is convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Adeline Smotherman
oh, yes.
and Ed Davenport are those two names that Pat and I followed in this banking venture.
Right. Oh, Adeline Smotherman, let me tell you.
She
Adeline
is,
yeah, in Smyrna, she is the household word.
Mm-hmm.
And they truly, honestly lined up to open up an account with Adeline. She has got a following next to none. She's incredible.
Down to earth.
Yes.
Common sense, brilliant lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She handles all of our business for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, you've gone to this bank now, and I presume that you're going to offer a lot of the perks that people want when they go to a bank. And
we are a full service bank.
Traveling and all those
things.
Well, we
do offer some things that you can't
like
get at. Yes. We offer some things that you can't get at just every bank.
Uh-huh.
We are traveling. We have a little travel club, we call it. It's not necessarily a club, but you know, anybody can travel with us. And
even if you don't bank at Southern Bank,
right? Mm-hmm. That's another perk. We don't, you know, but 9 times out of 10, mm-hmm. people will bank with us because they like to travel and they just think it's a good thing to do to have a little account there. You don't have to have a, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Now, when did you get started in the banking business, Barbara?
1975. I was 3 years old at
mm-hmm.
the time. Yeah.
I knew you were quite young. But
I like that.
Now, give me a little progression of your career, how you got started and all that.
Well, I needed a job, mm-hmm. and I applied, and Ed Lowry hired me at Murfreesboro Federal Savings
Good man.
Home.
Good man.
Very good.
Think
very
a lot
wise
of
man.
Yes.
And I started as a teller. And it was a savings and loan, and we just did home loans and savings accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did for many years until deregulation. And I've done everything in banking. I've been a teller. I've been a CSR. I've done IRAs. I've done mortgage loans. I've done special events, travel club, branch manager. It's just been fun. I love banking. But I've done a lot of other things, too. So I normally had 2 or 3 jobs at the same time. So
so what are you guys going to be offering, Sam, over at the new bank? I presume it's just everything right across
just
the board.
Just a full-service commercial bank.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Loans.
Commercial. You
know, commercial loans.
Consumer loans.
Perhaps consumer loans. We don't yet have a secondary mortgage
mm-hmm.
department open, but we will have that open soon.
We're working
soon,
on that.
Working on that. Pretty much everything you can think of, we're either got it or we're going to have it shortly.
Right.
What was it that triggered you into Smyrna? There had to be something special.
We've got the right people in Smyrna, mm-hmm. and you know, having I give you an idea of some of our team. Of course, we mentioned Ed Davenport, mm-hmm. Adeline Smotherman. Joy Leonard is another one that's been in Smyrna a long time. We also have a new Brad Bird, who is out of Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's pulling some of that Murfreesboro clientele down there. See, who am I forgetting?
Regina Moore.
Regina Moore.
She's been around a while, too.
Yeah, well, this is a different, different Regina Moore.
Okay.
But, yeah, both of them have been in banking for a long, long time. Christy Williams.
Yes.
And then Evan Small.
And Brenda Walker.
Brenda mm-hmm. Walker, so yeah. Brenda Walker it helps Ed Davenport and Brad and Sam in loans. She's been doing this for a while too. She's great.
We've got a really, really good team in Smyrna, and
it's like a dream team. It really is.
And the economic climate Stonecrest Medical Center has opened up on Sam Ridley Parkway. We've had an explosion in retail growth.
Oh,
restaurants,
yes.
The banks, and the
numerous shopping centers.
It's a major development center of Tennessee right
now. And Smyrna's so easy to get to.
And one of the things, my wife's in real estate, and one of the things that makes Smyrna so easy to sell to new residents is our wonderful park system. The park system of Smyrna is rated one of the five best in the U.S. for a city its size. And so, like Sam says, the community has it all together.
You're talking about the park system. I can't think of the park system without thinking of Coon Victory.
I know.
They're synonymous.
Well, they were the bedrock of the park system, that family.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so very much. You know, you are talking about my relatives, so thank you.
Mr. Victory is also on our board of directors.
Yes.
You're talking about your relatives. Sorry, Coon, if you're listening.
Me too, Coon. I'm sorry. I know you didn't want anyone to know, but hey, I'm proud of you.
If someone is with a bank and they feel like that they don't have that maybe the camaraderie or the friendly atmosphere they used to, what would Smyrna offer besides Barbara, of course?
I mean, Adeline. Yes, Smyrna has Adeline.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, I've always noticed, especially the new banks, when they start and they're not connected outside the area, say outside the state or whatever, the one thing that you do see more than any other place is the friendly atmosphere. And are you looking, Sam, to put all local people as much as you can
definitely
in that particular bank?
Definitely. I mean, you're talking about people going through the drive-through. We don't get much drive-through activity because people want to come in. People want to come in. They want to talk.
Have a cup of coffee, piece of pecan pie, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we got people there. Everybody knows everybody's name, and I think people want to come in and you know they look forward to coming into the bank as part of their day or their week, and that's what we have. And
are you going to have a coffee club there right in the middle of the lobby where everybody can sit and talk about business?
They do now.
Do they?
Yeah. Yes,
and
whatever.
My puppy, you mentioned going to the bank. My puppy,
Precious.
Now it's Honey Bear now.
Oh,
Precious.
Okay.
But Honey Bear, if you mentioned bank.
Ready to go.
Honey Bear's ready to go. They feed her treats. She knows the bank teller at the window.
Oh, yeah. Doggy treats.
That's community banking.
You probably don't remember the banker in Eagleville, do you? And they lived, as you hit Eagleville, they'd turn left. And I can't remember his name. I don't know why. But anyway, his wife had a dog, now that you mentioned it. And every day she would take that dog to the Melody Bar. No, to the Melody Bar and buy it a cone of ice cream. I don't know why.
Does that give you any ideas, Dan?
Yeah. No, but the Bank of Auburntown, the old Bank of Auburntown, Mr. Bell ran that bank, and he had a pet cat until a guy came in with a shotgun one day, robbed the bank, terrified the cat. The cat ran out of the bank, scalded, never came back. And that's a true story. Not at all my stories are not true, but that's a true story.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, have you already had your grand opening?
No. We're open, but we haven't had the grand opening.
Yeah, you need to have that.
We are. It's scheduled for November the 27th.
November the 27th.
Yes, Tuesday, November the 27th.
And give me an idea of, in fact, it wouldn't be a bad idea to give the phone number because it's not listed yet.
It's
so new, the business is. You don't have your phone number listed, and you don't have your address listed.
The address is 403 South Lowry Street in Smyrna.
That's on the main drag.
Main drag. A quarter of a mile from the Omni Hut. Everybody knows where the Omni Hut is.
I have eaten there quite often.
Right down
with Mr. Dan and his sweet wife. And Hooper Pinion and his sweet wife.
That's right.
We're very easy to get to. Yeah. And our phone number is 615-355-7050.
Now say that again.
615-355-7050.
Because I tried find you guys. I had a call, and I couldn't find it in the phone book. So one of the other banks was nice enough. So you do have that relationship within the community there with the bank.
I think that, as a general rule, most bankers are very generous and with each other, you know. Most of us, so many of us are friends, mm-hmm. and that's wonderful, you know. And, you know, banks, we don't have a new magic product to offer. It's just the service and the people at a bank or a restaurant or a retail store. You know, it's the people that are there. And people know when they walk in, if they get the warm fuzzies or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that this is a genuine, we're going to be treated right type of place. And that's the way that Southern Bank is. It's you just get warm.
I'm going to throw a name at Barbara now. Truman and I, after the show is over, are about to go visit with Hilda Mammy Stewart.
Oh yes, a rock in banking.
A rock in Murfreesboro banking. Mm-hmm. And she was to Murfreesboro banking like I equate Adeline Smotherman to be. And so, mm-hmm. But the chuck wagon gang from 1936 is coming through Murfreesboro this morning, and Hilda, Mammy Stewart's right. husband, has been very ill, and they're going to come and perform for a few minutes to John Stewart, who
That's
is very
wonderful.
Sick here in Murfreesboro today. But we're going to get to go out and visit a few moments with the Chuck Wagon Gang and Mammy. Yeah.
I have a feeling that it's going to be a newspaper article right there.
We're working on that.
I have a feeling.
but Mammy's one of those type people that is a bedrock in Rutherford County banking.
You hear the name and you know that you can trust whatever she tells you.
Absolutely. And I would take I'm in a civic club, a former civic club, and the monthly settlement and books and everything I'll take by to Adeline. It's just a few hundred dollars, but I'm not the greatest in balancing a bank book, and Adeline takes it serious and balances my civic club books every month for me. And serves me a cup of coffee and a piece of cake, you know.
And a hug. Don't forget your hug.
Oh, I've got to get that hug.
Yes,
yeah.
Adeline warned me that, you know, I am just not to hug you, that you're hers. So
all right.
I said, that's all right. I get the rest of it.
And
them,
vice versa, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm her biggest fan named Dan. Let's just say it that way.
This is a nice show, isn't it?
They're
doing
wonderful.
A good job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sitting over here just resting and taking it easy.
Well, I get excited when I start talking about my neighbors, man. They are some good neighbors.
Yeah, you've always had good neighbors, haven't you?
Lord's been good to me
that way. Yeah, really.
You know, when I moved here, I moved out in a rural area of Rutherford County when I moved here in 1987. Mm-hmm. And a farm neighbor came up and asked me, said, did you have good neighbors back in Missouri where you moved here from? And I said, sir, I had some very good neighbors. And this old farmer looked at me and he said, that answers my question. I said, well, what question was that, sir? He said, if you had good neighbors back where you lived, that meant you were a good neighbor. And, you know, I've never forgot that either.
Good old country philosophy.
Yes, sir.
Nothing like it.
Nothing.
Now, with a new bank and everything started, that means that actually the customers will grow with you now.
Yes.
And that's the good thing about starting a bank.
Oh, it's wonderful. It is so much fun. It is just so much fun watching, you know, people come in, and I'm meeting so many new people that I have known all of my life, because I grew up at Jefferson Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Johnses and all these people I've known forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they didn't know me. Most of them were really, really good-looking teenage boys, so mm-hmm. I knew them.
I'm surprised you look.
What, that I looked at boys? Oh, no, I definitely knew all the good-looking boys. Whether they knew me or not, I looked at the boys, yeah. And so it's really nice, you know, telling them, you know, who I am and my mm-hmm. connections there, the Smyrna roots and everything. Although I grew up there, I went to Walter Hill, so.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Barbara, Sam, and Dan.
Hello, everybody. This is Doyle Mayfield of the legendary country duo Doyle and Debbie. Say hello, Debbie.
Hello, everybody.
You know, Debbie, Tennessee Cash is a lot like a great old country song that you almost forgot about.
It's only rewarding if you remember to play it.
And if you was to play that song more often, your chances would improve, wouldn't they, Debbie?
I think you may have strained your metaphor, Doyle.
Ouch.
What Doyle's saying here is that the Tennessee Lottery is drawing Tennessee Cash winners 3 times a week.
And not only that, chances are better because you can only play for jackpots in Tennessee.
Exactly. Big cash jackpots and better Tennessee odds.
Tell them, buddy.
Folks, don't forget, Tennessee Cash jackpots start at $200,000 and draw every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
We're Tennessee Country Crackpots, singing to you about jackpots.
Want a second chance to win? Join the Tennessee Lottery's VIP Player Suite and enter your eligible non-winning instant tickets into Play It Again. There's more than $1.4 million in cash to be won. Register at TNLottery.com by December 17th.
Next is the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
Have low interest rates and ongoing market volatility jeopardized your financial peace of mind? There is a solution. Work with a professional that believes in safe money alternatives. For 24 years, Doug King of King Financial Management specialized in strategies that provide asset protection, moderate growth, and guaranteed retirement income. Call Doug today at 877-890-5489 so that tomorrow your money will be working smarter for you. Online at kingfinancialmanagement.com. That's kingfinancialmanagement.com.
The BBB keeps an eye out for you. The purpose of the BBB is preservation of marketplace ethics and consumer confidence in business. When we do our job, our marketplace demonstrates a higher trust in advertising. It reflects higher respect for merchants and preserves the value of the customer's dollar. Check out gobbb.org for a list of our accredited businesses. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
Well, here's something you don't see every day. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Getting close to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and gas prices going down. In fact, some discounters in Murfreesboro offering regular octane now at $2.86 a gallon. The national average stands at 3.1 cents higher than the same time a year ago, but 32.6 cents lower than a month ago. The latest Lundberg survey says it's the biggest price decline in their surveys since early December of 2008 when the recession hit in full force. News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told you have to live with pain, relief is possible. Call Dr. Mark Kester at 895-1253 to set up a free consultation. An update on that fatal accident that claimed the life of a Smyrna man last week in Davidson County. 49-year-old Charles Wendman Towns, identified by Metro Police as the man who struck pedestrian Calvin Thomas as he was walking across Old Hickory Boulevard. Thomas died at the scene. Towns, who refused to answer questions by police, was convicted last year with a DUI. He now faces leaving the scene of an accident involving a death charges. Those are felonies. A 34-year-old Murfreesboro woman has been accused of fraud after writing a bad check for a BMW. The car was sold to the individual by Nashville Motor Cars on Northwest Broad Street. According to a police report, the suspect wrote the car dealer a check for over $26,000. When a representative from the dealership attempted to cash the check, it bounced. Murfreesboro police now investigating the matter. Authorities have the suspect's address and her driver's license number. You can view the new jail kitchen during a tour of the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office and Adult Detention Center during an open house from 2 to 4, Saturday at 940 New Salem Highway. You can tour the jail pods, communications dispatch center, and administrative offices during that open house. The event is free. I'm Ron Jordan, WGNS News.
That update brought to you by New Airborne Hot Soothing Mix with 14 vitamins, minerals, and herbs, including vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, zinc, and echinacea. New Airborne Hot Soothing Mix, real immune support.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
And welcome back with us. And this part of the Southern Bank Show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes is a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Ridgely Road. You know, I'm sure that banks spend a lot of time with the community. And there are a lot of things that businesses attend, and I'm sure that you guys are probably into that right now, where you're joining all of the groups and becoming involved with the businesses. Is that something that is a major plus for banks, is becoming known throughout the community as the type of bank that they would like to deal with, Sam?
Definitely. I we want to give back to the community, and you know, we're doing those things and getting involved, and I just think that's a plus, especially if we're going to call ourselves a community bank. Mm-hmm. we need to be a part of the community.
Smyrna is really growing. I mean, it's alive and reaching out in a number of areas. Is that one of the reasons that you selected that? And of course, you have a lot of contacts in there, and being involved and knowing how the bank industry has gone over the years. What do you see some of the positive things that we're looking at as far as growth, not only in population, but also in the business communities?
Yeah, Smyrna, I mean, it's changed so much. It doesn't seem like too long ago I was in high school, and we only had, I think the only restaurants we had to choose from was Shoney's, a Mexican restaurant, the Asian Chinese restaurant.
He doesn't remember the dairy dip that was there.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Before my times. Uh-huh. But just all the growth that's going on in Smyrna, it's quite remarkable. All the shopping centers, the Stonecrest, the hospital on Sam Ridley, and you know, we've watched it grow, the population growth, the business growth, and you know, Bank of the South, the last bank that we were at, really benefited from a lot of that growth going on in the 2000s, and I think this one will too.
What do you offer, say, outside of a major corporation bank? What do you feel like that you offer the community, being involved directly with the business people? Of course, you would know a lot of the owners of the business people there. You kind of, once you build up a rapport with those type of companies, it seems like that everything just goes upward, because small banks have a history of becoming stronger in a very short time. And I always wondered what the dynamics were that were involved in that, the growth of a new bank. And right. A lot of it, I presume, would depend on the people that have been in the banking business sometime, but do have a community relationship that had already been built up. Is that what really makes a bank successful? Is knowing what's going on in the community?
Yes. And then, you know, you talked about the businesses. If you start doing banking a business and that business owner, then the next thing you know you look up and you have all their employees doing mm-hmm. business with you. Mm-hmm. And then when they are ready to buy a house, they come to you for, you know, in the mortgage department. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they want to buy a car, or you really, it's kind of a domino effect, and that's how you really grow. Yeah,
I think the small community banks too get back to the old way of banking to a certain extent, as much as you can this day and time, with the handshake, because you know the people. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of banking is actually a gut feeling, mm-hmm. and a knowing that right. person. The figures may not look good on paper. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know that person. You know that they are going to do what they say they're going to do. If you send this paperwork to someone in Nashville or here again Birmingham or somewhere, they don't know that person.
Right.
They're going to look at these figures and say there's no way that they need this loan, you know, so they'll be denied. Mm-hmm. But if you actually know that person, you know, you just know that it's going to be all right. So we get back to that small town handshake type of a deal. Of course, it's more than a handshake now, but you can do more for people because you actually know the people. You know, and you don't have to depend on a stranger saying yes to your loan.
That tradition goes back a long way in Smyrna, dating back to Mr. Barnett, that had one of the original banks in Smyrna, the father to Frank and my good friend Johnny Barnett, and that type of banking, is still exists in the small town banks and in our community. Rutherford County is very blessed. We're still neighborly in our community.
Very much so, and the people. This goes out to Mount Juliet. Same treatment in Mount Juliet. So.
Well, you know, you talk about stability in banks, and in the last few years, they've taken a hit nationally. They really have, and especially in the home loans and
real
things
estate,
like that.
Yes.
I mean, it has really been unbelievable. And I have sat there and listened and watched some of the things that have gone on with it, and it just blows my mind how some of these loans were ever issued to begin with. I mean, I sit there and look, and you want everybody to have the American dream, but if you cannot afford what you're buying at the time, and it has just absolutely sent the real estate businesses just spiraling down, but we're starting to see them start catching up now. They're getting a little bit of a toehold, and they're going on. How does that look, Sam, for our community as far as home loans and things like that?
Some of the statistics I've seen, you know, in October, home sales in Nashville MSA were up, I believe, 30% from last year. Of course, last year wasn't, you know, an astronomically great year or anything, but we're seeing a trend. The bank the other day or last month, I mean, I closed 8 construction loans last month, and I haven't closed 8 construction loans in quite some time. Yeah. So we're seeing a trend, and we feel a lot better. We feel like with this bank, we're hitting it at the right time. We've already we've already seen the bottom, and now we're opening this thing up and at the right time of everything improving.
The Nissan jobs, the Bridgestone Firestone jobs, my wife's real estate business started percolating about 6 months ago. She's moved several houses and homes in the last few months, has several pending right now. We have been in a recession, but our community, Rutherford County overall, has remained one of the strongest during this recession in America.
We've always been blessed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, in the 80s when everything was going so badly all over the United States, we still had it good here. Mm-hmm. We really did. So we're so blessed to be in this part of the country. Rutherford County's great.
And being in Wilson County,
it's growing too.
It's going great over there as well. So we feel like we're in two really good communities.
If we have someone, and you have someone come in your bank, and they're wanting to buy a home, and in your opinion, the person coming in is going to have a hard time paying for that home that he's wanting to live in. Do you give these people advice on whether or not that this would be a good opportunity for them or not? Because, you know, I think sometimes people have gone in to the home buying business really not realizing all the things that are involved, and maybe it's more of a dream for them than a reality. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think there's a lot of, in the past, there's been a lot of mortgage people that have pushed sales and volume. They get paid on a commission. I think one thing that we've always practiced is just honesty and trying to give them the best advice. And it may not be what they want to hear, but we would hope that somewhere down the road that they would come back to us because we were honest with them. Mm-hmm. And that's just, I think that's something we've always practiced.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think experience. I think with the experience that we have with Adeline and Ed and Joy Leonard and myself, we have like 140 years experience. You know, you add it all up, that's a lot of banking experience right there for 4 people, you know, in a branch that has 9 people there. So,
well, a bank is one of the places that you not only get loans and you put your money, but you also get financial advice. And I am sure that you've got people on board that can sit down with someone and tell them which way they need to grow.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, we do.
Now, are you one of those, Barbara?
I can tell them that if I don't know, I'll certainly find somebody who does know, mm-hmm. find out for them, yeah. Because I certainly don't know everything. I know a lot, but I don't know everything.
Is it hard to find you traveling around the world is what I want to know.
Well, you know, no. Everybody has my cell phone number. Mm-hmm. All my clients have my cell phone number.
So if you're in Hawaii or one of these other luxurious places,
my cell phone rings.
It does?
It does.
And you answer the phone?
I answer the phone.
You're an amazing lady. No wonder the banks hire you.
Absolutely.
Now, we've been talking about people from Rutherford County, and you've got a long list of friends and relatives that live here. Where did both of you? Sam, where were you raised?
I was born and raised in Smyrna, Tennessee, and I've lived in Rutherford County my entire life. Live in Murfreesboro now, but went to Smyrna High School. Mr. Rakes was there,
of course.
Yes. My dad actually played high school ball for him, along with Ed Davenport.
Mr. Rakes is surely not that old. I know he's been around a long time.
He was Ed and my dad's basketball coach.
Yeah,
love him. '68.
Yeah. You guys are very fortunate to have that type of leadership.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yeah, he's so well respected and so well deserving of it. My mom was a teacher, so I had a choice of really what high school I wanted to go to, and it was without a doubt that I wanted to go there and be a part of that school, and especially with him being there. Especially with him being there, yes.
Who were your biggest role models in Smyrna? Because I know there had a... Of course, you probably have been taught the history of Smyrna anyway all these years.
Oh, yeah. My grandparents, my granddad, Bruce Short, World War II veteran. His family helped start Powell's Chapel Church out in Walter Hill. That's been... I'm very close to him. He's 90 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm very close to him. I've got really, really good family across the board. My mom and her family have been here for, I guess, 50 years. Mm-hmm. So Rutherford County's been home to me for all my life. So, yeah.
It must be good to be there in the bank, and when the community comes to you and they can relate to you all about your family,
yeah.
and all the friends that you've had, and it's a good way to stay in touch with
absolutely.
All of them.
Absolutely. I've learned so much getting back and when I started working at the bank, and who's related to who, and finding out, you know, meeting a lot of people that have known my family. I feel like I'm related to, seems like, so many people in town.
I always wondered if everybody in Smyrna wasn't related somehow anyway. It always seemed that
sort
way.
Sort of get around to it, yeah.
Yep.
And then you got Barbara from Walter Hill.
Walter Hill, yeah. Actually, like I said, I grew up at Jefferson Springs, but went to school at Walter Hill because my mother worked, so she just brought me by there because my daddy's family was from Walter Hill, had a grocery store at Walter Hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I grew up in a grocery store, pumping gas, making bologna
sandwiches.
What was
the name of the grocery store?
Dillon's Grocery.
Well, I will be.
Dillon's Grocery.
I didn't know the relationship there.
Yep, sure did.
See, as long as I've known you,
I know
that.
You learn something new every day.
But you're most known for being a banker.
A banker, yes.
After all these years.
All these years, a banker, yeah. Really.
Now, did Walter Hill have a basketball team back then?
Yes, we had a basketball team back then. A very good basketball team.
Do you remember Walter Hill ever beating Kittrell?
I don't recall right off the top of my head, but I feel sure that somewhere in the annals of time that mm-hmm. Walter Hill did beat Kittrell, probably very badly.
Well, I certainly don't.
I don't think it ever happened. I've heard stories of Montgomery.
Probably
didn't happen when he was there.
Montgomery and the Nippers.
Well, no one beat Kittrell during that particular time. I said somewhere in time. I didn't say, while you were in school or I was in school.
Should ask Mike Webb down at First Chance.
I feel sure that when Mike Webb and Grant Kelly, they gave it a pretty good shot. Wayne Alsop, they were good.
Of course, everybody remembers the leaders and things like that. You never did. Have you ever met Harry Gill?
Yes. I know Mr. Gill very well. Him and my dad and Ed Davenport graduated high school together.
Oh, I thought Ed was a lot older than those two. He's not?
No, I know.
You mean the young yeah. Ed Davenport?
No, they all went to high school together.
To show you what a small community we still live in, I have a Bible that belonged to Ed Davenport as a little boy, and somehow Pat found it at a yard sale and brought it home. And I still use that Bible on Wednesday night Bible studies, and it says Little Ed Davenport in it. And it's just a great little community.
You know, I can remember, of course, in any kind of a city, and especially when we're talking about government or something like that, there are always factions. And I've always found it interesting in Smyrna that there would be maybe not everybody would be on the same page. And there would be a little animosity, mm-hmm. supposedly, out front that was kind of festering between some of the families there. But I've always found it interesting that as they would pass on, it would be just like someone from the other side's family had died.
Oh, yeah.
They've always been that close proximity. I guess it's like when you're fighting with your brother, everything's all right, but somebody else is fighting with your brother,
yes,
it's not all right.
Not all right.
And Smyrna has always had that kind of reputation, I guess. And I think it's terrifically wonderful. But I can remember when I was growing up, Barbara, we were not allowed to go to Smyrna because the base was there. And I haven't figured that out, but we were not allowed to go over there, and I don't know why. Now, was there a great relationship between the base and the town at that time? You probably wouldn't even know.
There was a wonderful relationship, and I can respect your parents. Probably their observations, some of those good-looking service men and women, you know, the young girls of Smyrna would be of the community is attracted to those fancy uniformed, good-looking Air Force pilots and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was part of what they were talking about.
But just think of all the people that I think that's one reason why Rutherford County grew so, is that all these girls married these boys from the base and they came back here to settle down.
There was a lot of that.
The Seward Air Base brought a lot of educated
yes.
talent to Rutherford mm-hmm. County. In fact, when I first moved here in 1987, Seward Air Base and MTSU at that time had brought more educated talent to Rutherford County than any two institutions.
A lot of people don't really realize the impact that the base did have in Smyrna. I mean, there were a lot of people
jobs
that were born
and
raised
yeah.
here, but oh yeah, the jobs.
The jobs and civilian jobs were, yeah.
And the troop and carrier deployment techniques that's used in the modern day military of America, mm-hmm. those techniques were developed and refined at Old Seward Air Force
yeah.
Base. Very historic base.
Of course, you and I had a number of friends that came from the base. Especially Mr. Steve Fitchhugh. I mean, I still miss him.
I do too. Him and Ann. And Ann was one of my biggest Dan fans. Yeah. I love Dan.
All right. Now, you guys are open between, let's see, banking hours. Let's see, what are banking hours now?
Banking, well, they're different for the public than they are for bankers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you guys are not just, you just don't go in when the bell rings.
No.
And when the bell rings in the evening, you go home and
no.
that's it.
No.
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 No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. But we're open from 8:30 mm-hmm. until 4, Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
8:30 until 5 mm-hmm. on Friday. The drive-thru is open until 6.
Mm-hmm.
And the drive-thru is open until 5, Monday through Thursday.
Now, do you do any Saturday business at all?
We are going to be open on Saturday. The drive-thru will be open on Saturday when we have a little more traffic through. And we'll be open by appointment. So if someone cannot get down to open an account during the week and they say, can you meet us here on Saturday, we'll be there.
That's amazing, because that's one thing people do. They want a business that's going to be accessible to them when they have special needs.
Like I say, my cell phone number is on my business cards. My clients know they can call me day or night 24/7.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Barbara, Sam, and Dan.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
Support your Blue Raiders as they compete for back-to-back Sun Belt Conference titles. Men's and women's basketball combo season tickets are on sale now and start as low as $199. Don't miss a single three-pointer. Score a slam dunk with season tickets today.
Show your true blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
Looking for a really smart gift for your child or grandchild this holiday? Something that won't break or need batteries? Try the Tennessee Department of Treasury's new Tennessee Stars College Savings 529 program. If you open a Tennessee Stars account with at least $50 by December 31st, 2012, you get a one-time $50 match from the state. Roll over your entire balance from another college savings plan and receive $100 in your Tennessee Stars account. To learn about the Tennessee Stars College Savings 529 program, its investment objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at www.tnstars.com or call toll-free 855-386-7827. Check with your home state to learn if it offers tax or other benefits for investing in its own 529 plan. Tennessee Stars is the holiday gift that keeps on giving for a lifetime. Visit www.tnstars.com or call toll-free 855-386-7827 and open your account today.
We're talking with Dr. Rishi Saxena, this area's only certified physician in heart CT, about the 64-slice CT scan.
Before you go for heart catheterization because of chest pain or minor abnormality in stress test, you need to consider this non-invasive device to find out about the blockage. Or if you just have risk factor, you're not having any chest pain, you want to find out plague early so you could act on it.
No needles, no pain, it only takes minutes. Call 896-4800. Dr. Rishi Saxena.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back, and we want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on and involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care, 713-4639, online at homecaretennessee.com. 713-4639, At Home Care, your number one source for the best care in Middle Tennessee. You know, when we were off the air, Sam, I didn't know that you had a great deal of prowess on the basketball court. No. That's not what you're saying. Come on and share some of these great stories with the people out there. They would love to hear some of your great games.
15, 16 a game.
Hey, that's good. That is that's especially back then.
And you played college
briefly.
At that great collegiate institute, Trevecca.
Yes, very, very briefly.
Now, tell me who was on your team.
One of my close friends, Mark Gullion, who's principal at Cedar Grove Elementary School.
Yeah.
David Honeycutt was another senior. He's a fireman in town in Smyrna. Steve Malone, another senior. Not sure what, I hadn't talked to Steve in a while. Not sure what he's up to. Nathan Rockwood, Nate McClain. We only won four games our junior year, and our senior year we kind of had enough, and I think we came out and won 19, 20 games. played against our arch rivals, Laverne, Willie Taylor, who went on to play at Georgetown and Virginia mm-hmm. Commonwealth. Beat them in an overtime game that was a lot of people say it was one of the best games in the last 20 years at Smyrna. Willie scored 44 on us, but we still managed to beat him in overtime.
Now, who was your coach?
Billy Mooney.
Billy Mooney.
Who's now at Page, coaching girls basketball at Page High School. It took his team to the sectionals, I believe, uh-huh. or sub-state. I'm not sure what they call it now.
You only win four games, you get to celebrate them more, don't you? they become more special.
That was really, really tough year in basketball. But we worked hard and came back and had a great year and had a lot of memories that we all share and a lot closer because of that. We weren't very talented, but we had a lot of fun.
Nothing like sports.
Yeah.
Nothing like sports.
Yep.
All right. Last chance for telephone number for Southern Bank in Smyrna and the address.
Southern Bank of Tennessee in Smyrna, 403 South Lowry Street. Phone number 615-355-7050.
An open house?
Open house November the 27th from 8:30 until 4:30. Ribbon cutting is at 4.
Anyone now, what are you serving? I think...
We're working on the menu right now.
Okay.
We're working on the menu right now.
I can't wait. I love a great free meal. I really do.
Yes.
I was over at Bud's Tire yesterday and had a Thanksgiving luncheon over there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Out of this world.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll see you guys Monday morning at 9 o'clock and have another great show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.